Good. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. If you're on the call this evening, first of all, welcome. And if everybody would hit star six, I think that will get us a good, clean recording of this. Great. Well, good evening and welcome to the call. My name is Donna Dyson, and I'm a qualifying national marketing director with Juice Plus. And we are originating this call from Tomball, Texas, where I live and where Dr. Schroeder practices. And I was introduced to whole food nutrition and Juice Plus back in 2005. And it's been extremely interesting and exciting to see the shift that's occurred in the medical community, I would say just here in the last couple of years. As an increasing number of healthcare professionals are really going back to the basics with their patients. And I think as you hear from Dr. Schroeder this evening, you're going to start to understand why that is. Dr. Schroeder has been in fellow practice since 1998, and in January of 2004, she redirected the focus of her practice and introduced the Institute for Health and Wellness. We've got a couple more people coming on. If you guys can just hit star six. And after she and her staff at the Institute of Health and Wellness explore natural solutions to health problems. Dr. Schroeder specializes in the treatment of thyroid imbalance, biologically identical hormone therapy, nutritional eating plans, nutritional supplementation, and individual designed fitness programs. She attended medical school at Kirksville College of Osteopathic Medicine in Missouri and completed her internship and residency at the University of Texas Medical School at Memorial Southwest in Houston. She trained at the American Academy of Biologically Identical Hormone Therapy and is an active member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Dr. Schroeder has a heart, really a heart, for helping and educating her patients. And that was really what impressed me the most when I met her 3 years ago. She became our family physician. She's now one of my business partners, and I have to say, just a dear and treasured friend. We are so very appreciative of your time this evening, Dr. Schroeder, and we're ready to get started and on our house call. So if you could maybe tell us a little bit about your practice and the patients that you're seeing on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely, Donna, and thank you so much for even having me this evening. I want to thank everybody for taking the time out this evening as well to listen to this information. Basically, just to give you a very quick background of what kind of got me into this type of practice so that we are focusing on natural solutions for healthcare. You know, when I started in family practice, I was so excited because I really wanted to treat everything and anything. And for years, you know, I had a blast. I really loved what I did. I loved my job. But over time, I started having some issues with why we were prescribing medications for every ailment or issue that a patient may have. In fact, I used to write so many prescriptions sometimes, by the end of the day, I would kind of come home and rub my wrist and think, I'm going to get carpal tunnel. You know, we're writing so many prescriptions. And ultimately, that never set very well with me because my whole goal when I went into family practice was that I wanted to treat everybody, the whole family, and I didn't want to just treat the medical issue. I wanted to help people figure out why. Why did they have these health issues and what they could do to hopefully change them, not always, you know, write a prescription. The problem is when you get into the business of medicine, which I'm sure not everyone understands. They understand that they waited a long time in the waiting room and their doctor only spent a few moments with them. But unfortunately, that is the business of medicine these days. You know, when we are practicing regularly, I had to see over 30 patients a day to break even and to possibly make a profit if we're lucky, which allowed me to have, you know, 3 to 7 minutes face-to-face time with the patient. And unfortunately, you can't do counseling. So if you diagnose somebody with diabetes or a heart condition, unfortunately, you wrote that prescription, sent them off to a specialist perhaps, and on to the next patient. So that really didn't set well with me. And then at some point, I was blessed, very blessed, to come across my own health issues. And when I went the traditional route, you know, I really didn't get too far. And I realized that writing a prescription or taking a prescription, even for my own health issues, was not always the answer. I'm not anti-drug, as I'm sure a lot of my colleagues think I am. I think there's a place for it. But I do believe that there's a natural approach to everything, at least at first, unless it's a trauma or an acute illness. So I learned about bioidentical hormones from Dr. Stephen Hotze. He has the Hotze Health and Wellness Center here in Katy, Texas. And he's been investigating and treating patients with healthy, natural solutions to their health problems for almost 26 years now. So I was very blessed to have stumbled across Stephen Hotze and have him open up his arms and train me how to do this. And so in 2004, that's exactly what we did. We changed our focus, and we started working with patients, working with bioidentical hormones, as well as nutrition and exercise, in hopes to help people not just feel good, but obtain wellness and do it as natural as possible. So basically, the types of patients that we see now, when I first started, I thought all we were going to see was menopausal women, which is fine with me. You know, I relate well with women and really wanted to help them safely using the bioidentical hormones. But in all honesty, probably about a third of my practice now is men. So we're not only treating menopause now, we're treating andropause and all the pauses, I guess. And we're really having a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. That's a surprising statistic to me. I didn't really realize that you were treating so many men in your practice. You know, one of the things that you obviously are focusing on is nutrition. So how are you taking that approach and explaining it to your patients, what nutrition means, what are we supposed to eat, you know, what's good, what's bad, and, you know, we have that list that's okay and that list that, you know, we never should be eating from that list. So can you kind of go over that with us?
Absolutely. You know, basically, the very first thing we need to take a look at is, you know, what is nutrition? What does it mean? How are we supposed to eat, and what's good and what's bad, like you're discussing, what's on the okay list, what's on the never list. And, you know, that's a great question. And so let's first define what nutrition really means. If you look at the Webster's Dictionary, it states that it's the act or process of providing or obtaining the food necessary or the nutrients for growth and health. So if we don't provide our body with quality nutrients, we are not going to grow appropriately, so we have to let our kids, and we're not going to obtain health and maintain it throughout our lives. The unfortunate thing is that a lot of foods that we eat today are not nutritious. So how do we decide what's good to eat and what's bad? Well, that's an excellent question as well, because if you ask 10 different experts in the field of science and nutrition, what is good to eat, what should we be eating, and what should we be avoiding, you're going to get 10 different answers. And the problem is there's so many theories and programs out there for people to choose from, like vegan and vegetarian, paleo, primal, low-carb, high-protein, Mediterranean. You know, I kind of think about this on the patient end or on a layman's end, that I can see where people would get up in the morning and try to figure out what's best for them to eat and what their best choices are, and their head probably just spins around. You know, and even science contradicts itself. You know, we've heard eggs are good, eggs are bad, eggs are good, and I guess they're bad now again. You know, dairy's good, dairy's bad. Bacon's good. Yeah, right? No, bacon's always good, not really. So, you know, there's so many different opinions on what is good and what is bad, and the science doesn't always help. So if we could just try to keep this simple, I think everyone would succeed. Unfortunately, we make it pretty complicated, but I think if we just get down to the basics, it'll be easy. So what do I tell my patients? First of all, I tell them to eat anything they want within moderation. We've all heard this term before, but it has to be what they need to understand. It has to be my moderation and not theirs. So what that means is if they want to have a Diet Coke once in a great while, so every couple months, it's not going to hurt you. If you want a Frito pie when you go to the baseball game, that's not going to hurt you either, as long as you take only one of those games in the season. Unfortunately, their moderation may be cutting back from 6 Diet Cokes down to 2. And if we look at it that way, they're never going to be healthy. So moderation has to be few and far between. And again, most patients don't like my moderation, but you know, once in a while is totally fine. But the majority of our choices, the majority of the time, must be real food. What does that mean? food with one ingredient. One ingredient listed on the label, or foods that don't even have a label. So an apple, spinach, beef, etc. Not a box of food that has a list of 35-plus different ingredients in there, and most of them we can't even pronounce. That's real food. So anything that God puts on this earth and it was meant to be food, we can eat it. If man created it, changed it, manipulated it in a lab or a factory, we're better off leaving it alone. And always, 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 if you drive near a window and somebody hands you food, keep going. Get out of there quick. You know, fast food is probably our biggest demise. So the more you can avoid it, the better off we are. You know, this is challenging for most of us, but it's doable. There was a survey done a bit ago showing that 52% of those people who were polled for the survey stated that they would rather do their taxes than to try to figure out what's healthy to eat. And to me, that's pretty sad, because we as a medical profession and nutritionists have just made it way too complicated. So one thing we can do is let's focus on the common denominator of all eating programs. No matter what we're eating, whatever plan is best for you, if you look at them all, the common denominator is fruits and vegetables. Why? Fruits and vegetables are by far the most nutrient-dense foods that we can consume. And there's not a single health issue that we ever come across in our bodies that does not improve with the increased consumption of fruit and vegetables in our diet. And preferably the majority of them being raw, but we won't get into that right now. Therefore, they have to be the core of our diet. The latest recommendations are that we consume 7 to 13 fruits and vegetables every single day. I ask my patients to really make a conscious effort in attempting this daily, and unfortunately, most of them look at me like deer in the headlights because it's very difficult to do on a day-to-day basis. Most of our patients consume probably 1 to 4 servings a day, maybe even 1 to 4 servings a week if we're lucky. And they're certainly not eating them raw. We're cooking them or microwaving them to death, and so we're flashing all the nutrients right out of them. So when we ask them to eat 7-plus a day, you know, that they don't really understand how that's even going to be possible. In addition, we need to eat the rainbow of colors. Everybody's heard that. In order to get the best variety of all the nutrients or phytonutrients that we need, we have to eat fruits and vegetables of all colors. And phytonutrients just simply means that it's nutrition that comes from a plant source. This is also a problem for a lot of folks that have a limited array of fruits and vegetables that they actually like. So what I get in the practice sometimes is patients will say, well, I would love to eat as many fruits and vegetables as I could, but I only like green beans and corn, or I only like bananas and apples for the fruit. So unless they expand their horizons a little bit and try to bring in other choices, it's still going to be difficult for them to really be healthy and remain healthy. So how do we consume the amount of fruits and vegetables every day necessary for optimal health? Actually, before we get into that, I wanted to read you just a couple statistics about what we in the United States eat. And this is from the USDA website. We consume about 2,000 pounds of food a year. Of this 2,000 pounds, which to me is quite a bit of food, but of this 2,000 pounds, we consume approximately 70 pounds of sugar or high fructose corn syrup per year. And actually, I believe that's probably a lot more than that, but that's what was reported. 23 pounds of pizza, 24 pounds of ice cream, 53 gallons of soda. We do eat about 415 pounds of vegetables, which I was very excited about. The problem is these vegetables are corn and potatoes. And as what probably won't surprise you, the most common type of potato that we eat is of the fried variety. So, again, we're not getting the nutrients. Even though we're eating, you know, 400 pounds of vegetables, we're not getting what we need. Approximately 300 pounds of fruits are also being consumed per year. The majority of the fruits consumed are apples and oranges, and these are actually consumed mostly in a juice form. So mainly they're coming from concentrate, probably mixed with high fructose corn syrup. So again, very nutrient poor. A couple of statistics that I thought were kind of interesting is that 20% of our meals are all consumed in our vehicle. And there's greater than 10 billion donuts consumed in the United States yearly. So if we could just switch our focus from all these donuts and maybe focus on more real foods, we'd be doing really good. So actually, we're not doing so good. So how can we consume the amount of fruits and vegetables that are necessary? One way is to juice them. I like juicing. I love when my patients are juicing, but it's often short-lived. Why? We don't have the time for it, or we don't make the time. And it's very expensive. It's very time-consuming. We have to get all the ingredients needed, organic preferably. We have to wash and prepare all the produce and then juice daily. Then we got to clean it all up. And most people will do it for a while, but it's hard to keep up with. And I know in my own household, for my own family, I'm the only one who probably will drink any of the juice. Well, I know who will drink any of the juice. If I'm juicing anything, my kids won't even come into the kitchen. And I always kind of joke and say, you know, give some to my husband, and he'll take this amazing glass of juice that I've prepared for him, and I'll find it later in the shed or the barn with the dog or cat eating, you know, licking it out of the cup. So it's just not, it's great if you can do it, but it's just not always practical. So although juicing is great, we need to start consuming more fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. And what I tell patients often is just try to add even something as simple, a fruit and vegetable, to each meal that you eat. And if we can do that, we're at least getting six. And if you can throw an extra one here and there, then we're getting close to the seven and eight. And
right.
If we can do that, then I think that would be a simple solution to this problem.
Well, wonderful. I mean, you've given us some statistics I had not even heard before and really simplified what it means to eat a nutritious diet. Before we move on to hormones, if you joined us late on the call, if you would hit *6, it will mute out any background noise. And so then I think we'll have a much cleaner recording also. So we're going to move on to hormones. Hi, so just hit *6, and that will mute out the background. We're moving on to hormones. What exactly are they, and how does nutrition impact hormones?
Very good. Well, exactly, what are hormones? Hormones are really important in our life. They're chemical messengers that are involved in just about every metabolic and physiologic process in our body. They basically tell ourselves exactly what to do and how to perform. Unfortunately, as we age, our hormone levels start to decline. This is just a normal part of aging, and luckily the process is very slow. But if we add in any chronic disease, medications, injuries, stress, etc., it has the potential to accelerate the decline of hormones in more than one area. And the interesting thing is that all of our hormones work together in a cascade. And so what we find is if we have a deficiency in one area of hormone production, over time we'll start having deficiencies in other areas. So they all work together, and if one area is affected, then eventually it starts to affect other areas. And so I'll give you a very quick example of some of the things that we do see in the office. When we are under stress, or let me back up, the adrenal glands are glands in our body that produce stress hormone. And when we're under a lot of stress over a long period of time, it can cause the adrenal glands to become fatigued. So one example is if we pull out in the parking lot and someone, you know, cuts us off or pulls out in front of us, that affects the adrenaline hormone that the adrenals produce. That's the acute stress hormone. But chronic stress like traffic and finances and teenagers and work and teenagers and relationships and teenagers, yes, I have a teenager, all of that affects the hormone called cortisol. And over time, if the adrenal gland does not get a break from all of this stress, it starts to become fatigued and it has a hard time producing as much cortisol as we need. And when that happens, we develop certain symptoms of adrenal fatigue. Some of those symptoms are obviously fatigue, weight gain, joint pain, poor sleep, et cetera. Now, I said all these hormones work together. So if your cortisol levels are low, it affects how your body is able to utilize your thyroid hormones, okay? And your thyroid is considered our master hormone. It controls everything in our body, or plays a role in everything in our body from head to toe, from how fast our hair grows to our skin texture, our heart rate, our blood pressure, our energy level, metabolism, fertility. So it really is a master hormone. So if our adrenals are compromised and it inhibits our body's ability to utilize the thyroid, and as we age or if we have any medical issues or we have medications on board, that also can decline our actual thyroid production. And so over time, we'll start getting signs and symptoms of low thyroid, which, again, is fatigue and brain fog, weight gain, cold extremities, et cetera. So if your thyroid hormones are low and your adrenal hormones are low, we really don't feel good. We get up in the morning. We try to get going with our day. We start off a little cup of coffee, but the whole day just seems downhill. We're overwhelmed with everything, and we're just completely exhausted. Now, if your thyroid hormones are affected, though, that also affects our sex hormones, which affects our fertility and our menstrual cycle. So as you can see, if you have one hormone area that is compromised, over time it affects the rest of them. And so when patients come to us for hormone replacement therapy, we can do that easy. We can fix that easy. We use bioidentical hormones. They're the exact same molecular structure as what our own body produces. And I've learned over the years that you need to be conservative with that. So we figure out what we need. We ask the patients to try the bioidentical hormones, and we get them balanced. You know, this, it's not rocket science. If it's declined, lift it up, use something safe, don't go crazy. But what happens for a lot of patients, if we balance those hormones, they feel good. They really will feel better, and it makes me super excited. But what we find for a lot of them, if they will not change their diet, they feel better, but they never, ever feel great and achieve what we call optimal health. I went to a conference several years ago and with a bunch of traditional doctors, and the gentleman speaking said, you know, we've got the technology to keep people alive till we're 120 years old, and all these doctors were just clapping away. And I just kept thinking in my mind, thinking, what are you guys clapping about? Because a lot of our patients, when you start having hormonal issues and you have a really bad diet and you're under tremendous amounts of stress, they don't feel good in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Who wants to be here when I'm 110 or 120 and I'm completely dependent on machines or other people and I don't know why I'm here? And, you know, to me, that's not living. To achieve optimal health now. And a poor diet is a very significant inflammatory stressor that affects our body. So again, we were talking about the adrenals being under stress. Our diet alone creates stress every single day if it's poor. So overall, if we can balance our hormones and bring in good, healthy choices in our diet, we will get optimal health.
Wow. You've given us an incredible amount of information in this short time. Now it's just really kind of tying it all together. And really, I just have one final question for you. And I know that there are many that may be on the call this evening that want to understand a little bit more about Juice Plus and how that fits into this nutrition hormone balancing act. So if you can maybe shed a little light on that for us.
Absolutely. Well, like we were talking about diet, how important it is just for optimum health across the board. And, you know, when I took a look at Juice Plus, and thank you, Donna, for bringing it to me and letting me take a look at it and bring the science and really making me understand what Juice Plus actually was and what it could do for my patients. When you really look at it, it's fruits and vegetables in a capsule or a chewy. I mean, how much easier could that get? You know, when you look at the ingredients, it's 26 different fruits, vegetables, and berries put in itty-bitty little pills. You know, it certainly doesn't take the place of what we're supposed to eat on a daily basis. But as it says, you know, on a couple of those DVDs, it bridges that gap. Because, again, most of us are never going to achieve eating 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And if we can add Juice Plus to our diet, that really does bridge that gap. So it's kind of like an insurance policy that I'm actually getting what I'm supposed to be getting. And most of us, again, you know, we may only eat broccoli, we may only eat certain vegetables. You know, Juice Plus is a whole variety of different color fruits and vegetables and berries of the complete spectrum. And the other thing that really got me looking at this is our children. You know, I'd love to say as a wellness doctor that my kids eat perfectly. And I will say my youngest does a pretty good job. And I used to always joke about my oldest, bless his heart, I used to pay him to try to eat healthy. You know, if you eat this broccoli, you're going to get a dollar every piece of broccoli you eat. That worked for about, you know, one or two meals. So it was very, very important to me to come up with something that I could do to make sure that at least my kids were getting the nutrition that they were supposed to get if they weren't going to eat it. And so Juice Plus made perfect sense for me there. Also, you know, when you look at the science behind Juice Plus, there's more than 20 studies proving that Juice Plus, in my mind, is superior to any other product that's on the market. And these studies are considered gold standard. And I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to some people, but for in medicine or in research, a gold standard study is going to get our attention. And these studies are done by major universities last year. You know, we had the study that came out of MD Anderson, which was quite impressive. So, you know, this is something that we definitely need to take a look at, you know, and if you look at Juice Plus, the research, you know, it talks about improving, you know, heart disease and our immune system, protect our DNA, protect against oxidative stress, which, you know, we just consider as our resting process. So it really does, literally does a lot of positive things. And I've always told patients, if you're going to take any supplement at all, you need to make sure that what's in the supplement is actually there. And is it going to do you any good if you take it? And Juice Plus has proved that. So one thing I'd just like to tell patients, folks here on the call, you know, there's a lot of information, and I do apologize. I know I kind of blasted through this, but we only had a short period of time. I'm just going to tell you, don't ignore this information. You know, don't avoid it, because I always tell folks, if you keep doing what you're doing, I forget how the saying goes exactly, but you're going to keep getting what you get. You have to make a change so that if you don't feel good now, if you continue doing what you're doing, it's never going to get any better. So you've got to make a change. And the best thing that you can do, the easiest thing that you can do, is consider Juice Plus as part of your lifestyle. You know, in addition to eating healthy, eat whole food, you know, that sort of thing. But Juice Plus is really something that could benefit you, your children, and the people that you love. And if you see results, positive results from that, then tell people that you love and help them understand the importance of this type of product.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for the information, Dr. Schroeder. And I have to say that, you know, the people that took time out of their evening to be on this call tonight are the very ones looking for optimal health. And tonight you've given us some very, very practical advice and simple solutions that will allow us to take another step in that direction. So for that, we just really appreciate it. If you're on the call tonight and you would like to learn more about Dr. Schroeder, Dr. Kimberly Schroeder, and her practice, then please visit her website, which is feelwellagain.com. And if you have additional questions about Juice Plus, would like more information, please get back to the person that invited you on this call this evening. So thank you all again for joining us, and we look forward to our next house call. All right, good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.